Hello and welcome to It's Lit, where all things literary live at the root. I'm Maisha Kai, managing editor of The Glow Up, and today we're talking with Emmy-winning actress Kiki Palmer. Now, Kiki is best known for her roles in films like Aquilin, Bee, Hustlers, and the Scream Queens series, but for those of us who have been following her closely over the years, you are well aware that she is a multi-talented powerhouse. In addition to being a talented actress, Kiki is also a singer, TV show host, social media extraordinaire, and a writer. In 2017, Kiki published her memoir, I Don't Belong to You, Quiet the Noise and Find Your Voice. And now she's partnered with romance novelist Jasmine Guillory to produce a collection of short stories called Southern Belle Insults. Now, if that title is familiar to you, that's because the collection is based off of Kiki's social media alter ego, Lady Miss Jacqueline. And let me tell you, it is fun. All five stories are available to read or listen to for free on Amazon, and I highly recommend checking out the audio version because it is narrated. And when I say narrated, I mean acted by Kiki herself. You know, it was such a delight speaking with Kiki. Even though we caught her on a busy break from set, she was so engaging and so present and so gracious, and she radiates the exact same energy that you see in her on screen. So it was so cool to have her here to talk about how this collection of short stories came together. So without further delay, here is my conversation with the irrepressible Kiki Palmer. Kiki, welcome to It's Lit.
Thank you for having me.
This is a treat. This is a treat. And I'm going to try to work sorry to this man somewhere in this conversation. But we are so excited to have you here. I mean, you have been delighting us for years. I have to say, you know, I mentioned this in passing to my boyfriend that I was getting to interview you today. And he's like, she's all grown up.
Oh, man.
And a lot of us really have watched you, you know, evolve into this really, really dynamic woman and entertainer and working across mediums. And here you are with a new series of stories out that you've co-written with Jasmine Guillory, romance novelist, Jasmine Guillory, shout out to her.
Yes.
Southern Belle Insults. And we're going to dig into that in a second. But first, we have a little tradition here at It's Lit with all of our guests. You know, this is a podcast about Black books, Black writers, Black thought, Black love. Was there a book or books that inspired you and made you believe you can write and made you want to be a storyteller?
Man, I think I really was the kind of person that always really connected to films and TVs more, simply because I always liked the ability to visualize things. But growing up, I think certain books that I really liked were like, you know, I liked Junie B. Jones, you know, because it was just like, you know, following a story of a kid, you know, it was a kid star of a book. And that was something that I related to, obviously, at that age group. But I can't say that I was actually too crazy of an avid reader, which is why my journey on book writing has been so, you know, it's been encouraging and empowering for me, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we should note for people who don't know that this isn't your first effort as an author. You have a book that came out in 2017, I Don't Belong to You, Quiet the Noise and Find Your Voice.
Yes.
You have definitely found yours.
Oh, thank you.
And this one, this series now, this is a 5-part series. And speaking of visually inspired, this was inspired by a character that you created that you've had online for a while, Lady Miss Jacqueline and her, I guess, compatriots, as it were.
Yeah.
Which has been pretty entertaining to watch. And so I was fascinated to see how you would translate this into book form. And I'm going to tell you, I did this thing. I do it with some of our guests who I know are also performers, where I'll listen to the book instead of reading it. And you are hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. I highly recommend it. Any of our listeners, listen to the audio.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for that. Thank you. Because I was really having my fun with the audio portion. Really.
Oh, you went for it. You definitely, definitely went for it. But, you know, I'm fascinated because, you know, I know that you, like me, I am recording this from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're a Chicago girl as well. What inspired the Southern Belle that we know as Lady Miss Jacqueline?
Well, I mean, as you know, coming from Chicago, the Great Migration, many of our mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, and so on are all from the South, Memphis.
We do call ourselves up South.
We do. We do. We really are. Like, a lot of people meet me and they're like, are you from the South? I'm like, no, I'm from Chicago. Like, you never been there before? Right. But a lot of people don't know, you know, if they haven't spent a lot of time there, but we have very much so a Southern city vibe at times. And so I think, you know, me spending all the time I did with my grandmother as a kid, sometimes it leaves me open to going into that Southern draw where I'll be like, oh, okay, smart as a whip, or I'll say something. And I was working with my my now producing partner, Max Wyatt, at the time we had just met, and he kind of picked up on that personality trait. And he was like, there's a character there. And that's when we ended up creating Lady Miss Jacqueline and created the sketch, which was Southern Belle Insults, which simply just started out first as a Southern Belle that gave insults, you know what I mean? And a Southern Belle doesn't give insults like it just all anybody. She gives it like a Southern Belle. She does it very undercut, you know what I mean? And you almost don't even know if you should say thank you or be offended. And from there, we created the name for her. And that's how the whole world of Lady Miss Jacqueline was born.
Well, I love Lady Miss Jacqueline for any number of reasons, because she's, you know, she's a lady and a tramp.
Yeah,
I love
so
it.
Too, no, but you're exactly correct. That is exactly her.
She's so fun. Like, she's, you know, she's like your 80s lead in a nighttime soap. She's just hilarious. And I enjoy her so much. But you've also, you know, you've got all these other characters here. You've got, you know, and I don't think it's a spoiler alert to say that one of the coolest things about this is it's such a Black girl's tale.
Yeah.
In terms of these characters that evolve with these different hairstyles, these different wigs,
literally
that your main character puts on. And I just, you know, what inspired that kind of narrative? I mean, I know what it inspired for me, because I've been there, but I was curious to know how that came about for you.
You know what? I think what inspired me to really create it was the reality of it. You know, when you put on a new wig or you get a new look, you do access a different part of yourself. You know, but the reality is all those parts of yourself have always existed. But sometimes we need, you know, to change our hair up or do something different in order to really feel like we're giving ourselves permission for that. And I've always kind of loved these fantasy, whimsical stories that bring us back to a kind of interpersonal tale of self-acceptance. You know, and that is the real story here, is that we have this character, Janet, who we've seen in the sketch, Lady Miss Jacqueline has always kind of, you know, put down for being so, you know, down on herself all the time. So when she puts on these wigs and she starts to slowly transform, she's realizing, or she ends up realizing, that she's always been this multifaceted, dynamic queen.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You know, one of the things that I do think is so charming about this series is that you do kind of, you hit on this kind of narrative arc that I think we see in a lot of classic novels, right? Like, I mean, this is like the arc of like The Wizard of Oz, or as we prefer, The Wiz, right?
Yes.
Where you find out you had it in you all along.
Yes.
And these characters that you've been dragging along with you are all you, right?
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, fleshing out Janet and fleshing out, you know, Lady Miss Jacqueline, who gets to narrate this tale, you know, she's the, you know, down south lady whistle down of this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just tell us why, you know, why you felt like that was such an important message to get across.
Because I feel like so many of us are living like this day in and day out, where we decide that we have to be who we were or who we thought we were going to be, you know, in our 20s. And now we're 30 and we want to do something different. And we feel like we can't give ourselves permission to do that. It's just that reminder that I think I've always been speaking true, especially when it comes to me and my own personal life and to my audience and to Black women, you know, and Black people in general, that, you know, where we're always trying, you know, people are forcing us to be some kind of monolith. But yet, at the end of the day, we're all different. You know, we all bring something new and different to the table. And there's always different aspects of ourselves that sometimes we want to pull out and use when the time is right and put away when we want to get into something else. And so I think for me, as much as I love to entertain and I love my comedy, you know, being in the comedy world for those reasons, I also think comedy has the opportunity to say something profound or to say something that's encouraging and inspiring and in a kind of like a, oh, wow, I didn't realize that this was what I was getting from this, but wow, I love that. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring to this. It's those stories of realizing that, you know, I've always had what I've needed inside. This is, you know, the story of, you know, really learning to love yourself.
You know, and you are a beloved person. And I mean, I think as a figure, you've become a pop cultural icon.
Oh, man, thank reasons. You.
I think you know this. I don't think this is news to you. And you've had your career has had a trajectory. I don't think any of us could have predicted, you know, looking back on like Akilah and Mabee,
right?
We're all like, oh, wow.
Definitely you know? Not. I was giving y'all Janet, honey. I was putting on them wigs and switching it up.
You were. You were giving us that. Tell us what it was like, you know, working, you know, you collaborated on this with Jasmine Guillory.
Yes.
You know, she's a best-selling author. She knows her stuff. How did you all link up? How did this come about? And what was the process like of kind of taking these characters from, I guess, TikTok to the page, as it were?
You know, it's so interesting because Amazon, you know, they came in and immediately were there to help me to figure out how to do this collaboration. They sent me a bunch of different names, and Jasmine was the one whose writing that I was, you know, that I love the most. I should say all of them were great, you know, that they sent, but Jasmine was the one I thought was a really great fit for me. And my main thing was, again, making sure that it's able to be a story, you know, for readers, as well as kind of this audiobook version that, you know, is kind of heard more like a one-woman show. I think sometimes I can think very film and TV. And so that was my biggest thing. I saw this as a movie. And so I really was, you know, leaning on Jasmine to help me put it more into book form and help me flesh out those stories in these characters and the sequence of events, you know what I mean, in a way that was going to be most comfortable for the reader. You know, which character should she meet and which lesson should she meet through which character early on and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, her skill and her discipline in that area was a huge support for me.
You know, you've been in the news lately a lot for your manifesting abilities. Right? So this is a story about manifestation, but you've also, you know, there's been obviously how you ended up on Insecure this final season. And it's been a thrill to see you there. We know you just asked Whoopi for a job on the video.
So, now that's Chicago. You know, that's the most Chicagoist thing I've ever done.
It's so Chicago. It's so like, look, closed mouths don't get fed. That's
literally.
That is how we are. you know, and this is a book about manifesting, but you know, do you see this like moving to the screen? Because I could totally see this as like a limited series or a series period.
It would be a dream for me. You know, in my mind, Lady Miss Jacqueline, I would love for her to be like Madea, you know, where it's like Lady Miss Jacqueline takes the countryside or Lady Miss Jacqueline goes to LA or Lady Miss, you know, I love that character so much. And for me, you know, to get the opportunity with Amazon, I would hope that it's just the first in many steps towards a world of Lady Miss Jacqueline, because I really love her as a character, because even though she always is shading Janet and she comes from kind of this sassy energy, she is a feminist. She is a powerhouse. She is, you know, I love how confident Lady Miss is in her sexuality and her just her.
I was going to ask you about that, because she's really, you know, yes, she may be a Southern Belle, but she's also very much a progressive queen to me, like in terms of her, you know, and I've noticed that, you know, you throw in references to non-binary folk here. She talks about her sexuality in a way that is very, very free and very, very fluid, which I thought was actually a really dope aspect to put into the book. Like, I just kind of was like, now that you wouldn't expect. And I do think that for our audiences in particular, sometimes that's a little more challenging. So like, can we talk about that decision to do that?
Yeah, you know why? Because it speaks to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of these people where it's like, we have to just like embrace one another. That's really just how I believe. I believe in love and want to embrace everybody for being who they want to be. And that's inspiring and that's encouraging, because when other people are able to be themselves, you're inspired to be yourself from whatever category that that is. I feel like that's what I love about this character. Like I said, Lady Miss, and you know, and really, again, you know, when it comes to characters, at the end of the day, there's always going to be qualities that make, you know, there are going to be pros and cons. You know what I mean? There's certain parts of Lady Miss Jacqueline where she's completely and utterly offensive and insane. But when it comes to, you know, her womanhood, when it comes to embracing her queens and kings and the community and all this stuff like this, she has an aspect to her that, you know, yes, she does it funny, but she does it in a way that it's inclusive. And I think that's always been the thing for me and my brand is inclusivity. I'm not a person that tries to be exclusive, you know, from the things I wear and dress. I'm from high to low, wigs or no wigs, natural hair, braids, whatever it is. I'm all about inclusivity. And it just, I think it just ends up, you know, meshing into my work because it's really who I am.
You know, and I think it's what makes you so refreshing. I mean, when I talk about you becoming kind of this modern pop culture icon and really hilarious. I mean, you're so funny. It's just, you know, everybody was so excited at the Root today when I said I was going to speak to you. People, everybody sends their shouts, by the way.
Yes, tell them I said, hey, you know it's your girl.
Yes, they were very excited. So, you know, barring Miss Jacqueline, Lady Miss Jacqueline making it to the screen quite yet, because I'm going to root for that as well. Like, I would watch this. I would watch this show. I would watch this film because it's hilarious.
And
she's kind of unlike, she is both a whole gang of people we know and kind of like unlike anybody we've ever seen.
Yes.
I'm like, I know this lady, but I don't. I've never seen her.
I ain't never met her, but I do know her.
I do know her. But what are you working on now? What's next? What's next for you?
So I just finished Nope with Jordan Peele, which I was totally and completely thrilled about. So happy to work on that movie. Literally an experience of a lifetime. I cannot even tell you. So I just finished that. I'm also doing a bunch of different hosting things, getting ready to do Bear Witness, which is something I'm doing. I host with Common. I've done it, I guess, 2 years in a row now, just about things that are going on in the world, bringing awareness to what's happening within the community, the different things that we're trying to change on a political scale, and just awareness to what
shout out to Chicago there. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Love him. I also have a movie with him that's getting ready to come out. It's actually going to be featured in Sundance this year, or I should say top of next year, called Alice, that Common and I did together. And a couple of other things coming out next year that I'm not sure that I can really mention. Working on Big Mouth, which is also already airing the season, yes. That my first season that I did.
I have been watching, yes.
Oh, good. Yes. And I love doing animation. It's the most fun. Obviously working on Proud Family as well. But that's the main thing. And then, of course, all my digital stuff. I'm always creating, you know, new content on my YouTube and my Instagram and all that stuff. So you can always find me on the socials as well.
I mean, I don't know where you find the time, but do we have any more books in your future? Any more stories? Are we going to get some more installments here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely the relationship with Amazon is such a great experience doing the Southern Belle Insults collection. So I'm sure there'll be something else down the line, whether it be an evolution to something more audio based or maybe a show or anything. I'm definitely down.
All right. Well, we're down too. And thank you so much
for
joining us today. I know you are literally in transit right now doing this interview with us, and we appreciate it. But, you know, we could not pass up the opportunity to talk to Keke Palmer. So thank you so much for being on It's Lit.
Thank you. And I wouldn't have missed it for the world. So thank you, too.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Root Presents It's Lit is produced by myself, Maisha Kai, and Michaela Heck. Our sound engineer is Ryan Allen. Our theme song was penned by yours truly and producer Scott Jacoby. If you like the show and want to help us out, please, please, please give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out, and we appreciate your feedback so much. Now, if you have any thoughts or feedback, you can always find me on Twitter at Maisha, that's M-A-I-Y-S-H-A, and at Maisha Kai on Instagram. Now, before we go, we always like to talk a little bit about what we're currently into. And, you know, usually we're talking about books, and I'm going to spin this a little bit. These are not books I've read, but they're books that as we approach the holiday season, we have a little downtime. I kind of want to get into. I think this is, you know, 'tis the season of the celebrity memoir. And this season we have two great ones coming out. We have Will by Will Smith. And we have Dwayne by Dwayne Wade, who I consider a friend of the podcast because he's been here with his wife, Gabrielle Union, to talk about their Shady Baby. You can revisit that in our podcast link. But, you know, both these books, they're coming from very different direction, but are about the scope of these incredible careers. The excerpts I've read of Will sound really vulnerable. I've heard it's one of the best memoirs of this genre to have been written, so I'm really excited to dig into it over the holidays. While Dwayne's, I think for any basketball lover, you know, it really chronicles his career. And, you know, as a fellow Chicago native, I have a soft spot for Dwayne Wade, so, and he's just such a nice guy as well. So those are two things I'm going to be recommending and, you know, possibly gifting this holiday season. But, you know, for now, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and we will see you next week. In the meantime, you know what to do. Keep it lit.